With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Year two of the Cosmic Crisp Apple is almost here. The much-anticipated variety hit store shelves for the first time last year in limited supply, but this year should provide a much larger crop. The Washington Apple Commission's Tony Lynn Adams says the reaction to last year's debut was outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hearing some great feedback, and as the trees mature, there's more consistency in the flavor profile. So as we're getting later into production, we expect a more consistent flavor profile and improved eating experiences.
This Washington-grown apple, Adams says, was a long time coming.
The Cosmic Crisp is product of 20 years of research and development as they looked into different flavor profiles and different characteristics that they knew would really resonate with consumers. It's a cross between Enterprise and Honeycrisp. It's got that really firm crisp texture, which is probably its most differentiating characteristic and really stands out as it's incredibly crisp.
Cosmic Crisp availability, Adam says, will improve steadily over the next few years.
And so we're going to see it on the same level and the same volume level as some of our mainstream varieties that are household names, Honeycrisp. It's going to be in that same volume level that we expect of our mainstream varieties very quickly, which is really unprecedented for a branded variety.
Adam says harvest is about to begin for early varieties, and things are looking positive. Dan, welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about how apples are looking right now in the field.
Temperatures got hot really fast. Heat tends to crash the aphid populations and brings on the spider mites. They love hot, dusty weather. This excessive heat can also lead to apples and pears getting sunburned. Reports are saying that the Washington State apple crop load is about 7% less than last year due to some losses during frost season. Even some frost markings are appearing on apples in certain regions. On average, the apples are a little small, but with these warmer temperatures, we'll start to get some size. Calling moth is about average, but cooler weather has been elongating the generations.
So, is harvest on schedule?
Overall, the crop is about 7 days ahead. Apple harvest has already started with Rave, and other apple varieties will follow in the beginning of August.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.